And I think it's not just wrestling, not just the actual martial art of wrestling that contributes to our success in mixed martial arts, but other things like the way we're systemized. So most kids who reach high level success have went through the high school program and the college program, and they know how to show up on time and they know how to work hard. So when they go to ATT or AKA or wherever, they know how to show up on time and they know how to work hard, and that's going to get you a really long way. Just those two things,
It's
right?
not even the techniques, it's just the
Not
discipline.
techniques, those things. Then I think you throw on top of that the fact that most of us have competed 1,500 to 2,000 times. Probably by the time we get to 20 something, like that's a huge advantage too. Most of these other people from other disciplines maybe have competed 100, if that, right? So we have this competitive process down really, 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 really well.
Plus the weight cut.
The weight cut, there's all these things, right, that factor into it. I think the fact that we're really open-minded, like I think if you would, I don't want to pick on jiu-jitsu again, but like how many jiu-jitsu guys have became highly proficient in wrestling versus how many wrestling guys have became highly proficient in jiu-jitsu? I think that number swings one way and not that much the other way, you know? So we're open to adapting and learning. And for some reason, like jiu-jitsu people, how many of them have got high level wrestling or even mediocre level wrestling? The number's really small. Like they refuse to. It's really frustrating. Like, why won't they do this? This is obviously a part of it. You know, if like, I don't want to pick on specific guys, but there's certain guys in the history of MMA where you're like, listen, man. I mean, Damian Maia, who's my last fight, is a great example of someone who actually did get proficient wrestling, right? But there's some of these jiu-jitsu guys who's like, if you just got on top, you would submit him. Why can't you learn a freaking takedown? Like, holy moly. Like, just learn how to take someone down. Once you get them down, they will not get up and you win the fight. Like, it's so easy, you know? But they refuse.
How complicated is that journey? So like Danaher that you mentioned, Craig Jones, they're big on wrestling as part of jiu-jitsu now. Like wrestling, not just on the feet, but wrestling from the bottom coming up and all that kind of stuff. So how difficult is that whole skill set, would you say, for a jiu-jitsu person to learn?
Not that hard. If they really put their mind to it, because they already like when you grapple, and this is any grappling art, like there's a certain part of it that you kind of get, and might not be the exact same thing, but you understand how your body moves and how to feel certain pressures, and you can adapt yourself pretty quickly, you know? So I don't think I think there's just a certain level of stubbornness where they didn't want to, certain people didn't want to do it for whatever reason. I think a lot of times in MMA, it's the I'm so macho, I can stand and bang thing, you know, where they want to, you know, show how macho they are. But yeah, that was a frustrating one there's a lot of wrestlers who became highly proficient in jiu-jitsu and really adapted, and it doesn't go the other way. And then I guess the other thing there too is they can both steal from each other, right? As any martial art can steal from another. And like I feel like jiu-jitsu didn't do enough stealing from wrestling. Like they should have looked at all the wrestling possible and said, well, why don't we steal that and that and that, you know? And like, hey, let's take that over, and maybe we'd make a little tweak because it's different, but there's something we can definitely use there. So like in wrestling, for example, you know there's a one-arm guillotine in jiu-jitsu, right? Okay, so there's a move called, well, it's got 100 names. It's like the oldest move in wrestling because it's what they did the cows where they go around the chin and they throw them on their back. I don't know what you call that one.
I don't
Okay.
know. Sorry, did you just ask me what I call that one?
Yeah.
Would you take a cow and grab it by the neck and
No,
throw it to the side?
but in wrestling.
I don't know. I don't
Okay,
know.
we
Are
call it
you
the.
putting it under, like,
Yeah,
are
so
you
you grab
hooking
their
off?
chin and then you go under their arm and then throw them on their
Oh,
back.
okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, so we call
It's
that the
like
honey badger, but it's
the
got
honey badger.
different names wherever you go. It's got different names. So I would say like pre-jiu-jitsu, I was average at it. Like I could do it. But against good people, you'd never get it for because oh, I'll tell you what example. Because they would get the back of their head up and they were too strong where you couldn't collapse them by going over their neck, right?
Yeah.
Because the forces weren't right. So then in jiu-jitsu, you learn the one-arm guillotine where you grab their chin and this is more of running along the side of their head, and then you go here and you choke them, right? Much more efficient way to move their head because the fulcrum is way down here and their head can move into that, right? So once I learned that in jiu-jitsu, I'm like, wait, I can do this in wrestling. So now once I learn how to grab their chin the right way and I do the honey badger, no one ever gets out. I just had to steal that jiu-jitsu, put it in wrestling, and boom, there we go.
But very few people steal any direction. That takes creativity
Really?
and
It's so
open-mindedness.
easy because it's already done. You just got to steal it.
I mean, same with judo. If you're a gi jiu-jitsu person, there's so much stuff in judo that that's ripe for the stealing. because judo is much more emphasizes explosive moves on the transition, which is something jiu-jitsu does not do. Because you mean
from the takedown to...
From the takedown, but also just in general, just in the transition, the concept of transition, the... Like, jiu-jitsu is very much about, like, we're in this position, then we're in this position, then we're in this position.
Yeah.
The judo is much more in when there's chaos of any kind.
Yeah.
That's when you need to strike.
It's great time.
And to learn that, I mean, that's why people like Travis Stevens and Judoka, when they go to jiu-jitsu, they can dominate.